We are pleased to report that in California tomorrow, the heavy metal legends Motley Crue get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. It'll be the 2,301st bronze-trimmed star to be inlaid on Hollywood Boulevard, honoring contributions to the entertainment industry. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg was there a few weeks ago when actors Matthew Broderick and Nathan Lane got their stars. I bet you thought we were going to tell you that Susan's getting a star. That's coming later. As always, the dedication ceremony was presided over by the Chamber of Commerce MC, known as the Honorary Mayor of Hollywood.
You're going to be an enthusiastic crowd? Yeah, okay. All right, save it. Don't
At the age of 82, Johnny Grant's enthusiasm is undiminished. He loves this ceremony, designed to bring tourists to Hollywood and, why not, sell some movie tickets, CDs, or whatever the celebrity being saluted has created. Johnny Grant, with his yellow silk tie, his shiny white hair and teeth, and his cane, has been Hollywood's biggest booster for more than half a century. As a kid growing up in a small North Carolina town, he had visions of movie land.
Well, I dreamed about it for so many years when in class I should have been thinking about my studies when I was really dreaming about coming to Hollywood and being a part of it.
Good morning. How are you?
So you're the official greeter, too,
well,
right?
I stand out here all day. I could talk to a lot of people.
Now, as Hollywood's so-called honorary mayor, Johnny Grant has his own star on the Walk of Fame and likes to stroll the boulevard, pointing out all the men and women who have been honored since actress Joanne Woodward got the first star in 1960.
This fella, Sammy Kaye, Swing and Sway with Sammy Kaye. He had a great band for his time. I don't think he'd make it today. The Bee Gees gave us one of our biggest ceremonies.
Johnny Grant started out in radio. No surprise, his diction is so clear, his voice nice and deep, although his radio debut was a bit wobbly.
My big break into show business, and I went, WGB. I had the biggest frog I've ever had.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a Tinseltown doubleheader. Today, we salute two huge talents.
Today's stars were picked from some 200 applicants by a selection committee that Chamber of Commerce MC Johnny Grant runs.
You have good fights there?
Oh, yeah, I love them. We have a rather eclectic group of opinions, and we go at it. You get lobbied wherever you go. I was at a funeral the other day, and a guy walked up, and he says, you know, we ought to give so-and-so a star. I said, well, you know, we'll discuss it, but this is not the appropriate place. I've had gone out to lunch and had people say, you know, you'd look good driving around in a new Cadillac convertible. I said, waiter, give me a check. They said, what are you doing? I said, you just tried to bribe me, and I'm out of here. You can't buy a star.
Well, somebody paid $15,000, that's the official fee, for Matthew Broderick's five-pointed tribute on the Hollywood Boulevard, installed to the cheers of the crowd and the peeps of the paparazzi. Broderick, the star on stage and screen, as they used to say, of The Producers, was sweetly enthused about the day's honor when he stepped up on the red carpet to speak to the crowd.
Thank you. It's a real joy to be feel like you're part of a tradition and part of show business, at least for a while. And I hope you all will remember to curb your dogs when you're walking in this area.
What does this mean to your husband?
I think he finds it undignified to be too sentimental in public.
Matthew Broderick's wife, Sex and the City star Sarah Jessica Parker, in her 7-inch red heels and chic navy sailor dress, kept snapping pictures of her husband.
He's actually quite touched by it.
Walk of Fame impresario Johnny Grant fell in love with Sarah Jessica Parker, he said, as he did with so many of the stars he's known in his Hollywood years. Ava Gardner was a favorite. Johnny Grant knew that the film goddess, a fellow North Carolinian, loved pork barbecue.
So every time I'd go home, I would find dry ice and pack up a big thing of barbecue and bring it to Ava and her sister. And then I knew I'd get an invite to the house for dinner. Yeah, bring the sauce and the cornbread.
His memories are vivid. a scrapbook of moviedom's most glamorous, glorious dream factory days, with the easy charm of a bygone time and eyes that twinkle especially brightly in the presence of a pretty girl or two. Johnny Grant has a building named for him on Hollywood Boulevard, just across from the old Grauman's Chinese Theater and his Walk of Fame. It's where the Chamber of Commerce has its offices. A plaque in front bears his image in bas relief and calls him Mr. Hollywood. So this has been quite a wonderful place for you, hasn't it?
I tell people, you know, I'm the luckiest guy in the world to have the name Hollywood attached to mine. I mean, that is a key to the world.
Hooray for Hollywood.
Up a few steps from the Walk of Fame, embedded in the pavement in a black and white mosaic, a quotation sums up the dream that brought Johnny Grant and so many others to this place and pulls so many of us into movie theaters all over the world. The speaker is identified only as Cowboy Star. Quote, "You've got to come to Hollywood," they say. "Movies is the third biggest business in the world. Safety razors is first, corn plaster second, and movies third."
Go out and try your luck. You may be Donald Duck. Hooray for Hollywood.
I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Hollywood.
Hooray for Hollywood. That phony, super corny Hollywood. They come from Chillicothe, this Paducah, with their bazookas to get their names up in lights, and armed with photos from their local rodeos, with their hair in ribbons and their legs in tights. Hooray for Hollywood. You could be homely in your name.